but in a few millennia, when humans are extinct and the Romulan Empire spans the galaxy.
Danger and I are old companions.
I destroyed their flagship myself. I received the Sotiric citation for my actions that day.
The Earth Commander will follow, he must. And when he attacks, we will destroy him.
Do all humans give up so easily?
The intelligence officer in charge of that mission was executed.
We are creatures of duty.
In 2 days, a fleet of Romulan warbirds will be within striking distance of 15 Federation sectors.
Your cowardice does not befit a Romulan soldier.
You let a Starfleet intelligence officer manipulate you into committing an act of treason.
Starfleet Command approved this arrangement?
No.
I like it already.
Broadcasting from an abandoned subspace relay orbiting Risa, this is Section 31, gathering intelligence for you on Star Trek CCG. Now reporting in, operatives Dan and Rogue.
Welcome to Section 31, episode number 22. I am Dan Hammond.
And I am Rogue Schindler.
On today's show, we're going to have just some random conversation. We're going to talk about the Romulans and how they are working in the tournament scene. What we hope to see in the league format that the continuing committee is putting together. All that and your emails. So as most of you know, the format that we have for our tournaments here in San Diego is that you play a different affiliation every week. And I'm looking at playing Romulans over the next week or three because there's a good mission set that's still out there that I could take, but I'm really having a problem trying to figure out something good for them to do. I mean, they've got the Marx Brothers, the Unstopping Guys, and they've got the Farseeing Eyes deck, which takes just way too much thought for me to run. What was the last Romulan deck you played?
Let's see. The last Romulan deck I played was a little abnormal.
Yeah.
Although I think they might have had that in mind when they designed Mendak, which was we were... As you know, last season we were going through all the missions and competing to get special rifts points for completing missions that had not yet been done over the course of the season. And Romulans was one of the few affiliations I had left to play, and there were no Romulan missions left. So I did all non-Romulan missions, and I was hingent upon having Mendak out or Kel? Or Sealock, so that I could attempt Klingon or Federation missions.
Sure. Does Mendak have his own ship that you can download with?
He does. He's the commander of the Devoris, which was also a lot of fun. You use that with Talara to do the multiple assassin thing. When you kill somebody where this ship is, you can play somebody from your hand equal to their cost. So you use Talara to kill somebody who costs 3. She bounces to your hand. Hey, look, I have her. She costs 3 in my hand. I play her for free to the ship. She beams down. She kills somebody else who costs 3. So that was fun. However, if you have not tried the dissident shenanigans with the Romulans, I recommend it. I have a good time with that every time I play it.
Are you talking about the multiple headquarters?
You don't have to do multiple headquarters, although it is. I do find that very, very effective.
The last time I tried playing Dissidents, I tried to shoehorn them in with the Unstopping guy, so I had a lot of random stuff in the deck that just didn't work out together. If you don't play with Kira to fetch your Dissidents, you just use their high attributes to just go solve missions?
Yeah, now that there's Data and Picard to go along with Spock and Deanna and all the other actual Romulan Dissidents, they're pretty formative. Even on their own.
Do you mean formidable?
What'd I say?
Formative?
Sure.
I suppose they all form up. It's like Voltron. The more you play, the better formative. It gets.
Right, that's what I said. They're very anthropologetic.
Yes.
They can be formidable on their own, although I have not really focused on just the dissidents in the Romulan deck. And the last time that I actually had a modicum of success with a regional, it was with my Cardassian Romulans. With Kira and the, you know, Romulans get the 5 points through PNP and or guys, and the Kira spends them to download dissidents for free, and you just keep getting everybody out for free. And I was able to even outstand Thomas's super attrition deck I was able to hang in there and complete my missions. You seem to, as I recall, have a lot of fun with the Stooges, Marx Brothers, whatever people want to call them, the unstoppable guys with lore and a few easy missions. Have you grown a distaste for that?
As much as I played it, I haven't had much in the way of success. I played it a lot once, really right after Necessary Evil came out, because that was kind of the prime candidates. So you had lore, you got those guys that came out of that set. And it just didn't seem... It seems like with as many different tricks there are to unstopping people and gaining skills, a lot of the dilemmas that are used around here have gotten away from just straight up, you know, I'll stop a guy, or, you know, I'll stop two guys. And to do things like, you know, like your Gorgon that stops everyone at once, it's hard, tough to get around.
Yeah, I could see that.
And, you know, really, I'm looking through some of the tournament results, the top-tier tournaments. I just don't see a lot of Romulans here. I mean, do you think just in general they've been slipping in power as compared to everyone else?
Well, I know that was a complaint that we all had right off the bat, was they did not seem as competitive as the other affiliations. You know, I know Johnny used to get really irritated with my Klingons because I'd come up with, you know, 3, 4, 5 cunning 7 or more Klingon affiliation personnel, and you know, he'd against Romulans playing, you know, none at the time until we got Mendak, and then a few more came down the way, but you know, with each supposed to have their emphasis of the original 5 affiliations, you would think that Romulans would be the cunning affiliation. So they kind of got sandbagged there. They do have their, I mean, I suppose for the flavor, they do have their own specific flavor, and they are supposed to appeal to the people who are rather Romulan-like with the manipulation of your deck and your opponent's deck and everything. But I know I get sick of that really quick, playing against it and even playing it myself. It may have taken a hit that way. As far as it not keeping up with additional cards, I don't know. I'm trying to think of what they've gotten recently.
Well, they've got the guy in the last set that protects them from Issue of Trust, protects the treachery folks. But I'm looking at the win percentage overall on the tournament listings. You know, other affiliations are up to 20%, 12%. Yeah, the Romulans as a whole are sitting about 8%. 8% of games won. That's pretty poor.
I'm not sure. I did notice the last 2 seasons or so, when we were playing Special Rifts, when it gets down to the last few tournaments and people are down to the last, you know, 1 or 2 affiliations of what they're going to play, I would occasionally go on our little standings website and see what people haven't played yet, just to sort of get an idea of what I might be playing against. And many people have let the Romulans go to the end in the last few seasons, more so than any other affiliation, I think.
Yeah, well, we're 6 games in now, and the 2 Thomases are the only ones that have played Romulans at all. So,
well, I'm not surprised TV has played. He does enjoy that. He actually has the brain power to wrap his mind around that sort of type of gameplay. I certainly don't.
Yeah, I'd put myself in that bracket as well. Well, if you have a good Romulan deck archetype that you want to share, I would love to hear about it. And in exchange, I will send one of those promo cards your way. Just send us an email to section31@danhammond.com. And I look forward to hearing from you. Thanks. Heck is up with the Klingon with the belt? I mean, are we 12, really?
What?
You haven't seen it on the front page?
No. I haven't. I'll go right now.
I feel like, you know,
what the hell?
There are some of us, I mean, it's a great picture. Johnny did a great job. Props to Johnny.
Oh, you know what? I saw this at Gen Con sitting around. I don't know if it's this, like what they're doing. I saw at Gen Con sitting at the end of the table during the World Championship tournament, actually. Somebody had like a wrestling style, like full on leather and metal on it. Belt that they had tricked out to have little Star Trek symbols in it all over, and I was curious as to whether or not they were going to actually give that away for the world champion. Is this actually going to be?
I don't.
I think it's carryover from what the guys at Corbett's doing and on the East Coast there, and I just don't get it. There were people that I knew when I was, you know, 7, 8, 9 who liked wrestling, but then we grew up. I guess everyone didn't.
Yeah.
Granted, we still play games. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. But really, it just grates.
Yeah, I could even kind of vaguely understand that for the, you know, WWE card game.
You don't think Star Trek players should get a raw deal?
I don't really smell what they're cooking.
Anyway, I've got a request out there for those who are more knowledgeable of these things than I. TrekCC.org has become blocked at my workspace because it is a game site, and the Nazis who run the IT department has declared it off limits. I would like to know how to beat this system. If you have any ideas, please send an email to the address, section31@danhammond.com. I would be most grateful. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I find that very obnoxious. In fact, you helped me with that just very briefly this past week on Friday when I discovered that I needed to make a deck for Saturday and I did not have the virtual cards and could not access trekcc.org at work, which made me sad.
Yeah, the file's too big to email around, so we had to do some FTP nonsense.
Which was pretty hilarious, but it worked.
Yeah, and along that note, I'm actually subscribed to the TrekCC.org feed so that I get new articles sent to an RSS reader, which is great because then I can read it and I don't have to go to the website. Unfortunately, it's the title of the article in about one sentence, and that's it. And in order to get more, you have to actually have to visit the website. So whoever's writing the articles, if you could just squeeze the whole thing in there, because other websites do it, so it can't be too difficult.
Yeah, that's kind of obnoxious.
Put the whole article in the RSS feed. That way, you know, I can be informed, and I can spend my lunch break, though I want to.
And on an additional note to said people, I do know that several webcomic artists in particular have been posting about, you know, they don't like putting their whole comic on the RSS feed because the whole point is to hook them, give them the link so they come to your website so that you get more hits on your website. Several of them have taken this challenge where you put it up for a month and see if that actually increases traffic on your website. And all of them have said it's been successful and they've continued doing it. So if you think that forcing the link is going to give you more traffic, it's actually just going to piss people off. So put everything on the RSS feed. We promise we'll come to the website when we can later, you know, when it's not blocked. Awesome. We're a couple of poor, poor intelligence agents who can't hack past work filters.
A fine intelligence agent knows who to ask to get things done.
That's why we're in the broadcast section of the intelligence division.
I program robots for a living. You think I could figure out the website thing?
Or at least design a robot to figure out the website thing.
Ooh, I like that. All right, the last topic I want to bring up is there's been rumors going around about what the league is going to be starting next season or next year, whenever that's going to be. We've been having a great time with our league down here, but I would love to have a more global, not really a different set of rules, but, you know, something we can compare ourselves to, so that if you were running a league here and they're running a league there, you know, we can kind of compare leaderboards and that kind of thing. What I'm looking for, though, is what back in the Decipher days, you know, they gave out league kits that had foils of cards that you couldn't get anywhere else. There's really not much they can do, I don't think. I know they've got a few foils that they haven't put out yet, but I'm sure they're saving those for the Worlds and Regionals next year. Any ideas what they could do to try to generate interest in a league?
You know, it's hard. As a volunteer community, and I know the guys are doing as much as they can, and they're already getting a lot of crap for it. At some point, we kind of have to just accept that there are going to be limits to what we can do incentive-wise without, you know, really shelling out some bucks. And some people are going to have to come out because they like to play, not because they get a shiny new card or not because they get a prize. But, you know, we around here have been finding new and interesting ways to play for a while. And if the league does that, that is going to be more important about as far as getting people to come out and play than finding out something worthwhile for them to play for.
What do you think about the chairman's challenges that Charlie has thrown out? The neutral zone and the Ferengi only. Is that something you'd like to see more of?
No, I think that's cool. I mean, I liked the things that the theme style tournaments. You know, I liked those even back in 1E. That was one of the most fun things I think they did at Gen Con that 1 year, and they sort of did it the 1 year, and it sort of really dropped off in future years.
I wonder if these chairman's challenges are going to be issued out a little bit more, you know, randomly, or you know, it seems to be at the big tournaments. I'd like to see something where, instead of saying, okay, at Essen, somebody play this, it'd be more like, okay, next month, everyone in all the different regions, you know, try this out. And, you know, for the people who take part and, you know, do it, that'd be great, great for feedback, for new formats.
That'd be a great idea.
Yeah.
You know, and that can be, I think that would be a great thing for the league style format, where, you know, if you want to make that a league, where there's a goofy format every other month or something. I would totally be down with that. Well, it sounds like I better go make a Romulan deck, since that's all the intelligence that we have for you this week. On behalf of our producer, Matt, I am Sir Rogue.
And I'm Sir Dan.
We send our shout-out to Warp 11 once again, and I will remind you to expand your power in the universe.
And I command 15 people that I don't own, so with the perfect tool, good Romulan card, I'll draw 22 to end. All right, well, if you have an idea of an interesting Romulan deck architect, if you have a deck architect, if you have a founder architect, if you have a Romulan deck archetype, that would be good for... Okay, now you're laughing.
Because it's funny.
I finally got it right.